Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
Just as the release of All Eyes on Me is about to hit the big screen on June 16th, A&E Network has relaunched the Biography Channel and is set to release a two-part documentary entitled Biggie, The Life of Notorious B.I.G. as its inaugural project, airing June 28th. Now, the comprehensive project will be narrated by Christopher Wallace himself, using never-before-seen footage and document the hip-hop giant's life. I don't know how they're going to do it, but in addition, they will also produce a six-part documentary based on the murder of Tupac and the subsequent investigation that has lasted for more than 20 years. Well, that project airs on June 29th and is titled, guess what? Who Killed Tupac? Well, the project follows a prominent attorney as he delves into various theories surrounding the icon's death with all this exclusive footage and interviews along the way. Did anybody call Suge Knight? And it looks like Monique is ready to turn a new leaf, at least with Tyler Perry. Now, if you missed it, over the Mother's Day weekend, the actress-comedian had been on a tear against the industry. Honey, she was speaking out on these events that took place actually some years back involving her former collaborator, Lee Daniels. And her criticism has not been limited to Lee. She called out Oprah and she called out Tyler for being gatekeepers, who she blames in part for having her white bald in Hollywood. Well, it seems that she will probably be laying off Tyler because apparently he reached out to her personally. She said when he called, he was trying to be this billionaire, and she said, you better put Madea on the phone. And to his credit, Madea got on the phone. Okay, so does that mean Monique will be in the next Tyler Perry movie? Stay tuned. And this must be the celebrities buying real estate week. First it was Weekend, and now Selena Gomez has acquired a new three-bedroom, smallish kind of 3,000 square foot home in Studio City. It was a bargain for the area, only $2.2 million. Well, you know, she has a net worth of about $50 million, so girlfriend's doing okay. It's a 1951 home. It's very attractive, vaulted ceilings, walk-in wardrobes, this office music room for whipping up some new songs, you know. And it's actually kind of a step down from the Hidden Hills home that she just sold. Now, of course, that's where Weekend just bought his new mansion. Anyway, the Texas-born ex-Disney star is actually selling another home in Texas. Unfortunately for Gomez, she bought the Hidden Hills home, which she sold for $3.3 million in 2015, but she actually had paid $4.5 million for it just 6 months earlier. Hey, you know, you win some, you lose some. But to me, it sounds like Selena is turning into a little real estate baroness. I just love it. And for all of these stories and a whole lot more, make sure you follow me on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood and at AURN. Online.